This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Roseanne Pierce. She is the education reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Welcome.
Thank you.
This time of year for an education reporter is kind of like Mother's Day for florists.
Yes, it is. It's very, very busy at this time of year. School starts on August the 20th.
And that's statewide?
Statewide.
Okay.
Everyone. There's a law in Arkansas that says schools have to start on August the 19th unless they get special permission from the State Department, State Education Department. But when the 19th falls on a Sunday, then they go to Monday. Ah. So that's why it's August 20th this year.
Huh. I did not know that. Something else I didn't know until a couple of years ago, I mentioned this to you before we started our conversation, is I just assumed everyone still had chalkboards. I don't have children, so I haven't been in school for a while. Is anything different about school now than in just the last couple of years?
Yes, and it's obviously been a while since you've been in school if you thought they were still had chalkboards, because now they all have dry erase boards.
Right.
But this year, Arkansas is implementing the Common Core of State Standards, which is a new standards and new frameworks in Arkansas classrooms. And it's last year it was implemented in kindergarten through second grade. This year, third through eighth grades. And it's a set of standards that go much deeper into a subject, not as broad. And it's been the same standards have been adopted in 46 states plus the District of Columbia.
So almost everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody.
So you're drilling down further into a subject?
Right.
Can you give me an example of?
Well, I have a story in Sunday's paper about this. And one of the things is math. In elementary school math, we learned certain math concepts as we progressed through the grades. This year, some of those concepts are coming down lower. Mm. Like in the third grade, they're going to be dealing with math concepts that I probably didn't deal with until fifth or sixth grade. So it's increasing the expectations for students. And so they'll have it'll be a much, as I said, deeper knowledge, learning how to not only learning the concept, but how to apply it and why it's important.
So it could be that fractions are something that you are introduced to far earlier than mm-hmm. I think mine was fourth or fifth grade.
Right. It probably was. I visited a West Fork elementary school third grade classroom math class this spring, and they were figuring out how to multiply and divide fractions.
In third grade?
Third grade. And I looked at that sheet of paper and thought, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And I probably could have, but what they were trying to get at was not so much the correct answer, but how the students arrived at an answer in a very efficient manner.
I know this is for an article that's in Sunday's editions of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, available throughout Northwest Arkansas and several counties. Did you have a chance to talk to any teachers? Because if you're if you've been a second grade teacher and you've been teaching math, you know, certain concepts one way, and then wow, here comes multiplication of fractions, you might have to brush up on that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked
true.
To any teachers?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a lot of teachers, especially in Fayetteville, and I because I primarily cover Fayetteville, teachers all over Northwest Arkansas, but primarily in Fayetteville, have spent the summer in professional development workshops learning how to apply these Common Core standards and working on curriculum issues so that they're going to be ready to go on August the 20th. One teacher I talked to was a kindergarten teacher, and she told me that it was no longer enough to come to school as a kindergartner knowing your colors and your letters and your numbers, that you now had to come prepared to identify shapes, and not just two-dimensional shapes, but three-dimensional shapes like squares or boxes and triangles and pyramids, because they start on that almost immediately in kindergarten.
And one of the other changes, and as you said, you primarily cover Fayetteville, but there are a lot more students that are going to be in Bentonville schools this year.
There are. As a matter of fact, I've just talked with a the human resources director in Bentonville, and they're expecting anywhere from 800 to 1,100 new students, which is growth that parallels Springdale growth. But I mean, that's just, I think that's the nature of Northwest Arkansas, that this is a very desirable place to live. And we have a lot of very successful companies that are bringing people here. And it's going to be interesting to see where Bentonville puts them all.
Yes. Okay, so you told me chalkboards are passe. They have dry erase boards. Please tell me protractors are still something they use.
I don't think so. Oh. I'm sorry, Kyle.
Okay. All right.
I don't think they – I haven't seen a protractor in years, and there's so much technology in all the classrooms that a lot of things that I experienced when I was in school, all computerized, all technology now. It's amazing.
At the risk of really sounding out of touch, there are computers in every classroom,
yes,
right?
Yes, there are.
I mean, kindergarten up.
Yes, there are.
And these young people know exactly how to use them.
Right. And I mean, in grade school, they are elementary school. They are learning how to make movies on computers. They are learning how to do PowerPoint presentations. I mean, just anything you can imagine. They're being taught in the elementary grades.
And finally, you mentioned that many of these teachers were going to things this summer to get ready. Kind of explodes once again that myth that somehow people think teachers have 3 months off.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, and they'll be the first to tell you that. But no, they don't. They go to school in the summertime, many of them to advance their degrees or to learn new things that they're going to be teaching in the classroom.
All right. Roseanne Pierce is the education reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.